Being a comedian means being on the road a lot. So when I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal, and everything is perfectly portioned so nothing goes to waste. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS or follow the link in the show notes to get $30 off your first order. That's promo code LIARS. Blue Apron, take back dinner. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. Thank you for joining us today. Jess Wellington is actually on the road and won't be here today. And we have our co-host, Mr. David Smalley.
Hello.
He has a show here at the Comedy Store monthly called The Smalley Show, and he has a podcast called The Dogma Debate. Will you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, I just bring on preachers and pastors and Christians and porn stars and ask them why they believe the things they do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we talk a lot about faith. I try to keep it light and respectful. I've had the show since 2010.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of what I do. I try to keep it light and respectful. It's hard to have those serious conversations and not make people not hate you after. It's all the stuff you're not supposed to talk about at work, but we talk about it in a nice, fun way.
Have you ever had anyone say anything that scared the shit out of you, like got so deep you're like, whoa?
I had someone tell me one time, one guy said the reason he believes in Jesus Christ is because Satan was choking him in a van and Jesus showed up and saved him. And my only response was, how high were you? And he got offended on air. And then when the show went off, he was like, I was on a major acid trip, just so you know. And then admitted to me later. And then one guy told me he was a pastor, and he said he thought he should legally be allowed to take custody of my daughter because I don't take her to church.
Wow.
And he was like pushing for that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You got a point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stepping in for Jessica.
No, and I'm loving it, yeah.
Of course, over here to my right is one of our on-air producers, the other being Michael Evans, controlling the switchboard back there. And Austin Walker, will you please introduce our two guests?
Absolutely. Across from me, this man is a director who you know from I Am Comic and I Am Road Comic. And the third one that I forgot the name of, which is I am
Battle Comic.
Battle
Terrible
Comic.
Terrible name, by the way.
Terrible name. It's not like a roast battle. We went and entertained the troops.
He runs Director's Boot Camp, which highly recommended from Felicia Michaels, who's also going to audit the class soon with me. He is Jordan Brady.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show, welcome. Jordan Brady.
My question for Mr. Smalley is, do you have the porn stars and the preachers on together?
Mm. Never.
Why not? Oh.
For the after party sake.
Gotcha.
Preachers are a real bummer.
Felicia, I just want to say thanks. I've known you for 30 years.
I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's interesting to start out in comedy with somebody, and then 30 years later, you're like, whoa, we still know each other. Yeah. You don't realize that when you start out and you're brand new and you think, oh, I'll never see this person ever again.
You still look the same. You look young and pretty.
Oh, you're very kind.
I have the body of an orangutan.
Stop it. Introduce our second guest there, Austin.
Next to me, this fella is a veteran of the Broadway stage. You may have seen him on Kevin Can Wait or many other TV shows. You can catch him in The Good Fight on CBS. He is Bill Dawes.
Woo!
Hello. Welcome. Bill Dawes. How are you, Bill?
It's good. It's always interesting to see what credits are chosen.
The cool ones.
Or is there a credit that you have where you're like, not that credit?
Probably Sex and the City, because whenever it's brought up on a show,
uh-huh.
It's such a small part I had on Sex and the City. So the whole show, people are looking at me for an hour, and then at the end they go, who are you on Sex and the City? I don't remember you.
Well, my question is, who were you on Sex and the City?
Exactly. Forget about it.
Okay. All right. Well, what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. And then we'll ask a million questions of people playing along online at the Comedy Store YouTube. We'll ask a million questions. If you are listening to us from Spotify or iTunes, please know that we do stream live from the Comedy Store YouTube on Mondays at 4:30-ish and most Fridays at 8:30-ish. And there you go. So why don't you start, Bill Dawes?
Oh, I thought we were starting with Jordan. Now I'm pop guard. Oh, wow. I see how this works. Peek, peek, bow, toes.
I have a question before you start. Do I need to do the Jess Wellington obligatory cackle?
Yes.
That was close.
Oh, that's close.
I'll try to
closer.
Get it in there a couple
longer
times.
Longer and more from the gut.
More from the gut. Okay.
And away from the microphone, please. Right.
Okay.
I'll try a couple of cackle screams for Jess. There we
I
go.
Haven't rehearsed these. I haven't really thought about these. Right. You know, this is so. This story is: I was in Egypt recently, and I got arrested.
This is already a lie. You've never been in Egypt.
Why were you in Egypt?
God damn it. You know, there was a comedy festival in Jeddah, and in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And it's called Jeddah Season, and they spent like $1 billion on it. And anyway, the Laugh Factory portion gets canceled. Am I allowed to say Laugh Factory here? Anyway, so I'm stuck in Jeddah, and there's nothing to really do there except for walk around. So I decided I'm going to go to Egypt, which is about an hour flight. I got up like 5 in the morning. I go to Cairo because I wanted to see the Great Pyramid. You got to do a visa. There's a whole process. I get a tour guide. We go to the museum, and then we go to the pyramids. It's like 3 o'clock. We're kind of under the gun here. And when we get there, and I said this kind of earlier, but the pyramids are kind of like right there. Like you drive up, there's a park. You don't get there on a camel. You get there in like a Honda. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, and right away I'm disappointed because it just feels very urban and touristy. And there's a gift shop and okay. There's street vendors everywhere. There are more street vendors than our tourists, basically, this is on Saturday. So I'm looking around. I'm kind of climbing up the pyramids, like the first few blocks of the pyramids. Uh-huh.
They're pretty tall blocks, right?
Yeah, they're pretty.
It's not like steps.
Yeah, you kind of like push yourself and get up for the first couple blocks. And I'm by myself, so I'm like, I need someone to like film me. There's only, this sounds so racist. There's only two other white people.
Oh, no, it can't sound any more racist than it was way too urban for me. But you've already said that, so just keep on burying yourself.
So so there's two other white people there, and they're like this little couple, and they're from some...
Not that you were counting.
Not that I was counting, but it was very dark. Things were very Islam May, let's say. And
Jesus.
By the way, Islamophobia is terrible in America. In Egypt is a good policy. So and the tour guide says be careful of the street vendors because they're pickpockets.
Do it in a racist accent when you do the tour guide.
Well, I can't even imagine how to do it. Because right away I sound Indian. Be careful of that. That's not how
no,
I sound.
No, okay. Don't do that.
So,
don't do that.
I'll do the Dave Chappelle. I'm Chinese. Anyway, so they go, be careful of the street vendors. They're very aggressive. They come up, they're like, hey, they're trying to sell you their wares. So I want pictures and I want like a video because mm-hmm. if it's not on Instagram, how do you prove it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I get this couple to video me kind of climbing up the first blocks of pyramid. And there's a whistle, like a cop whistles. And the tour guy's like, you can't climb up on the pyramid at all. I was like, but other people are doing it, whatever. I get off. I take pictures of them. We go back and forth. I'm walking away with my phone. We're going to go to the back to see the Sphinx and the other bullshit pyramids. And I hear people in Arabic, like loud voices. Uh-huh. I look over at this little couple. I see a guy reaching for her purse. And I'm like, oh my God, the street vendor is harassing her. So I go, hey, what are you doing? And I go over and I grab this guy's forearm like this. And when I did, it was like all hell broke loose. Like he starts screaming. Other people start coming around and I'm like, I'm going to get jumped. Then cops come. The cops are all plainclothes cops. You know they're cops because they have guns like tucked into their uh-huh. pants. And so they're like yelling at me. I did nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. And they're asking me for my passport. They're like, give me your passport. I go, why? I go, give me your passport. And they have guns. So I go, okay, fine. Here's my passport. And they go, and they confer, and they look at my passport. Like, give me your phone. And now I'm going like, why the fuck do they want my phone? This is messed up.
And I'm like, no, I'm not. They want you to follow them
on
Instagram.
I'm like, I'm not gonna give you my phone, and they're like getting real, and they're surrounding me, and they're aggressive, and I don't know who's a street vendor, who's a cop. So eventually, I'm like, fine. There's nothing on my phone other than the video of me climbing up the pyramids, which is like, if it's an infraction, it's a whatever. So I give them my
18
phone.
Lashes to the back or something.
Exactly. So yeah. I give them my phone, and they're going through it, and I give them the password. So I give them the password.
God.
And they're just going over my phone, and I'm going, what do I have on my phone? Like what pictures, what stuff, and they're just going through all my photos.
Are they laughing at some or going, oh, that's cute? Or?
No, they're just all very serious, like going through.
Oh no!
You know, like expanding.
Did they see dick pics?
I don't know. There is definitely a dick pic in there.
Uh-huh. Who sent it to you?
Huh? I sent it to myself to remind me of the golden days when my dick looked like that. Anyway, it was probably, it's like, I have like one dick pic from like 6 years ago.
Is that the one you just keep using over and over?
Yeah, why take a new one? It's like a perfect headshot, no pun intended. Why do a new session?
That'd be terrible if someone sucking your dick and they were like, oh, your dick. Why well, do look, you use that?
This isn't the one in the picture. This has been through way more hell than the one in the picture.
Let's be honest. The only dick pic you're going to use is the one that doesn't really look like you're a dick. It looks like a better improved 2.0 dick. Anyway, so, but there's like one maybe, I mean, well, definitely, but like way in the back in my photo log. So they're going through and then go, come with us. And I get into a cop car and they drive down to.
This is like an episode of Locked Up Abroad. Like these dudes,
exactly.
That's jacked up, dude.
So they drive down to the precinct, which is just like 50 yards down the street. And I go in the precinct and I'm like, I'm just going to charm these guys. Then I go, oh, this is a shakedown. This is a classic shakedown. I'm a Westerner. I'm blonde. I'm like, boo, they're going to just get me for
money.
I
know, but don't you get, because I've had that happen to me in a different country, don't you get where you're like, oh, it's a shakedown, but then do I get in more trouble if it's not a shakedown? Or
right.
If it's a shakedown?
Yeah. I hope it's a shakedown.
And they slowly are taking things from you, so you're kind of, at some point, you can't really defend yourself.
Exactly. So, and by the way, nobody in Egypt speaks English. Like 10 students do, maybe. So none of the cops spoke English. Finally, a detective comes. He sits down next to me, like obviously playing the good cop. He's like, so, you know, we look at your phone. We see all these pictures. And he shows me pictures on my phone. I have pictures of my ass out in front of monuments. I have a picture of me with my ass out in front of Buckingham Palace. And there's like a beef eater with a straight face and my ass like, meh, and I think it's funny. And there's one where I'm at the Andy Warhol Museum with a painting of butts. My butt's out like, meh. So they're questionable. They're not necessarily legal.
Do you put those on Instagram?
Oh yeah. Okay. My parents aren't on Instagram, so it's perfect. Okay. So, but you know, people say, well, "What the fuck are you doing with that?" And then meanwhile, I get 1,000 likes. I'm like, I'm gonna keep doing it. I just gotta bring the heat. I can't tell who's watching. So anyway, so they go. They're like, it's like for what? I go, oh, it's funny. I go for what? They go, do you have one of these in front of the pyramids? And I go, no. You can look at my phone. I don't have any. And they go, well, how do we know you didn't post it?
Uh-huh.
I go, well, you look at my Instagram. Nothing's posted on Instagram. So how do you know you didn't send it to someone and it's pending? So I'm going, and now it makes sense because there is almost no Wi-Fi in Cairo.
Uh-huh.
It's like a 2K network, like whatever, like nothing uploads. So I'm thinking, oh, for some reason they think I sent it. And it's going to be pending. And once I leave, it's going to be all over the internet. So I keep so I'm like, it's fine. It's not happening. And they're like, okay, we have to do more research. And I'm thinking like, what research are they going to do? And they're like, you're on Instagram. Oh, verified Instagram. They're impressed. I'm verified. I'm like, oh, cool. So they're not going to murder me if I'm verified, I guess. And they're like, have you tweeted anything or put on Facebook anything that's anti-Egyptian or anti-Islamic? And I'm like, no, but I definitely have. So, well,
I was thinking I would be screwed like way before I came here, though.
Yeah.
Like way before I came, I was doing it from home.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, exactly. But the thing is, a friend of mine who spent a lot of time in Saudi Arabia is like, bring a burner phone. Don't bring a real phone because your phone from America that's nice and safe will be used against you.
This is getting all cloak and dagger.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this is cool. It's not a big deal. I'm there for like 2 hours. And meanwhile, there's no computers or laptops. They're scribes. So they're just writing memos down. Everyone's chain smoking. And I'm telling my story. And then they're like on their phone. And I swear to God, I hear like my N-word video that I did. I don't know if you saw this video, like how a white man says the N-word. And they're playing it. And then they're playing my podcast. I'm like, what the fuck is going on there?
So and
I'm
trying to be
like,
I'm
a comic. They're like, for what? For what? Why? With the butt? Why? And I go,
with the butt.
I go, it's funny. And they're literally looking at my phone. And they go, for what? For what? Why? So that goes on for a couple hours. And then finally, they go, okay, come with us. I go into a cop, like, truck. And I'm two thugs on either side. And these are like, you know, the standard thug that you'd see in, like, a Mexican cartel or anywhere. They're just like little bulldogs. And they're just really quiet. And they're short. But, you know, they can murder you with, like, a bare hand. We drive about an hour and a half outside of Giza to some weird city called 6th of October City. And we go to an abandoned building. They take me to an abandoned building.
No.
With a wrought iron like gate and people like armed guards in front. They lead me in. We walk up these concrete steps. I'm telling you, this building is like rubble. There's PVC piping. There's cinder blocks. Walk up 5 flights and I just wait there with 5 guys surrounding me. Finally, after like an hour of waiting there, someone opens the door, everyone stands up, and I go into this room with apparently the chief prosecutors of Cairo, these three guys in suits. And I'm like, okay, I feel safe now because they speak English. One of them speaks English really well. I'll be fine. They go, okay, you can call the embassy now or we'll handle it here. And I'm thinking, I haven't done anything wrong. And if I did, it's like I climbed up a couple blocks in the pyramid, so big deal. So like an idiot, I go, okay, we'll just handle it here. Look, I thought the Arab Spring actually happened. I didn't know what the fuck was going on in Egypt. So same thing. They're getting my statement. They're looking at pictures for what? Why do you take these pictures for what? And they keep worrying that I'm going to do, I posted something anti-Islamic, or I posted these somewhere on the internet, and they have to find it. And I keep telling them I'm not doing it. I swear to God I'm not doing it. This goes on for like 4 hours. They go, wait outside. I wait outside. They come back in, and they go, you've been charged with assaulting an officer. So apparently the guy was reaching for this woman's phone. And meanwhile, that couple had left. The guy was a cop,
right.
Apparently. I'm guessing. And they said, disturbing the peace. And they said, lewd behavior. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm going, am I going to jail? And they said, the fine is 10,000 Egyptian pounds. I'm like, oh my God, what? $600, not a big deal. They go, you pay it and you can leave. But if you stay, you're going to prison. So basically, like, you're banned from Egypt.
Right, so it was a shakedown.
Shakedown, great. I go back. I'm like, oh, hey, guys. Because you think, like, they're like, oh, welcome to Cairo. I'm like, oh, they're friends. We're all fun. It's cool. I go back to the precinct in Giza, and I wait. And I wait. And I wait. And no one speaks English. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Now it's another day. They don't feed me. They're only giving me tap water. And I'm just sitting in the corner of the precinct, like, what the fuck is going on? This was Saturday at 3 o'clock when this happened. Now it's Sunday night. And now it's like Monday at like 4 in the morning. And I'm still there. And I'm like starting to like lose my mind. And then some guy shows up. And he goes, what are you doing here? And I go, I don't know. Can you help me? He goes, why? I go, I don't know. I think they think I did something. Help me out. He goes, I'll take care of it. He gets President Mubarak's former lawyer on the phone. And like later that morning. And he goes, Mubarak's lawyer is going to come. He's going to save you. He's going to get you out of here. I wait a couple more hours. A guy shows up, and he's like, oh, you. I go, yeah, help me. How do I get out? He goes, eh? He doesn't speak any fucking English. And he gives me like a Google Translate. I go, help me. How do I get out of here? And he goes, ah. And he writes something, gives back, and it says, look at the walnuts. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is like the dumbest thing I've ever. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I finally got on the phone with the real lawyer, Mubarak's lawyer. This guy was an associate. And he goes, look, this is what happened, man. 6 months ago, a couple climbed up the top of the pyramid and fucked. And they made a video of it. And they took photos of it in the middle of the night. And they posted on YouTube. And they got away with it. And the Egyptian government is waiting for anybody to do anything like that. So they're terrified that's going to happen. So that's why you're just caught in the crosshairs of that. So anyway, because I know you're looking, we've got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So
the story is almost as long as you spent in Egypt.
I know. So anyway,
our stories in real time.
They deport me.
Fuck! I want to get Google Translate out. How do we make this story end?
They deport. They have to go to immigration. They deport me, and I go to. There's obviously a lot more. I go to the airport and I fly out to Paris that night.
So you paid the $600.
I paid $600, and I had to pay Mubarak's lawyer $2,000 afterwards.
American, wow. 2,000 American.
Yeah, 2,000 American.
Wow.
So it was an expensive journey.
By the way, tap water in Egypt is perfectly fine to drink.
It's from the Nile.
Yeah, it's from the Nile.
Ugh, it was like grainy. You could feel like the sand in it.
There's probably quinoa everywhere. It's an ancient grain.
I shit so much the next few days.
Well, I'm sorry if that's true and that happened to you. I'm very sorry that happened to you.
But if it's not true.
It's not true.
Thanks for wasting our time.
Unfortunately, you only have time now for that one story. We're just going to have to guess because your story was six stories long. That's all right.
Jesus Christ. No, that's a crazy story. And
a lot of detail.
Yeah, there's so much detail in that. And so are there any questions online? If anyone is still playing along, because we had...
Fuck this guy.
Well, I do want to say we have some folks watching that are big fans of the Church of What's Happening Now with our friend Joey Diaz. So welcome, guys.
Cool. Welcome.
Dennis Hyde from that group says that this dude looks like a nice Gordon Ramsay.
I appreciate that.
I don't know if he's believable in that sense or what. But Steven says, the good old Samaritan catfish story.
Mm. Yes.
This could be one of those stories with a lot of detail that he knows well. that he could have seen on Locked Up Abroad, that a friend could have told him, but
yeah,
didn't
like,
happen
I,
to him.
I believe the first half of that story is absolutely true. You probably did go to a gig at the Laugh Factory.
Well,
canceled.
We know he's done USO work.
Right,
before.
Right. Yeah. No, and he's a favorite at the Laugh Factory, so I get it. Yeah, that seems to be very true. But I think, and probably we're bummed that the pyramids were in a parking lot and all that kind of stuff. How did you hire the tourist guide? And after the tourist guide, after you were arrested, what happened to the guide?
Great question. They kept him at the precinct in Giza before he went to the 6th of October city. And they just asked him some questions. It was all in Arabic, so I don't really know what he said and what happened. Uh-huh. But they let him go after a couple hours.
He probably said, fuck this ginger,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, and he was definitely not happy with me when he walked out.
When
yeah.
you went to that that warehouse, the 6th of October
yeah,
place, city. I thought for sure the story was going to be they made you do a comedy show. They saw you because they listened to the podcast and they heard their.
I don't think they get comedy in Egypt yet. Yeah. I don't
wow.
know, maybe.
Well, interesting story, and we'll move it right along. And Jordan, it's your turn. Please, not as long.
No, I'll make it really quick. Okay. Really quick. So, you know, I direct commercials.
Bullshit. Okay, sorry.
I direct commercials for a living. That's mm-hmm. my livelihood. And I've done thousands, literally. You mentioned the boot camp, and people can learn more at commercialdirectingbootcamp.com, but that's not part of my story.
That was slick. Oh. That was slick.
So I did a commercial. I work a lot with kids, and I do, like, package good spots.
Uh-huh.
And so you integrate the comedy, and it's light comedy. Well, I did a spot for Dole fruit cups, now packed in real fresh water, not corn syrup.
Okay.
Right? Now, this never made
but
it to
real,
air.
Real fresh.
Real fresh.
Okay.
And the whole sell was it's packed in fresh water. So we shot in San Diego at the SeaWorld, and we used Timmy, a bottlenose dolphin, to be in the pool with kids eating the fruit cups in their plastic cups in the pool. And Timmy the dolphin, on cue, is supposed to come up and wave and go, ah, you know, like they do at the end of the the thing. And it was a cute bit.
Right.
So we shoot the close-ups of the kid. We shoot the product shot where the kids eat it. Then we set for the wide shot, and Timmy the dolphin's supposed to come up on cue and go, ah. Timmy the dolphin.
Is this a Me Too story?
It kind of is. Timmy the dolphin.
Me too.
is not performing, and I'll make it quick. He's getting anxious, uh-huh. according to the SeaWorld trainer. And she says, after a couple takes where I'm like, hey, this was supposed to be routine. This dolphin does this every day at the park. She said, I need to manually release him, and then he'll be able to perform. So in front of the kids, over on the side of the tank.
She's been married before.
She jerks. She jerks off the dolphin like it's no big deal. Like, uh-huh. we're covering the kids. Get the kids out of the pool.
Right.
Send the kids back to the trailer.
Yeah, who wants to swim around in that? For well, sure.
They already are. They actually have a procedure to collect it.
Oh, yeah.
For artificial insemination with the
yeah,
other dolphins.
Yeah, they use like cow vaginas.
Maybe right? other species.
How long did it take her to jerk off the dolphin? She said with a straight face.
I'm going to say about 3 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, so sounds the dolphin right. got back him. In the water. Timmy performed on cue. The kids came back in like, what was happening with Timmy? Because yeah. they got to pet him and do the whole
right.
thing. The dolphin never approached the kids. It's like the dolphin knew that that was inappropriate. So it really was well behaved with the children.
Well, that's right. good.
But
that's
I good. Think that the dolphin and the trainer had a special bond. And I think the dolphin was like just kind of fucking with the trainer to get the hand job. That's
wow.
my theory. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Like he's like, nah, I'm gonna play hard to get.
It's like the dolphin was married before too.
Yeah, they both knew exactly what was happening.
Wow.
So we got the shot and we parted uh-huh. ways.
Got the shot, no pun intended.
Yeah. Did you actually watch her jerk the dolphin off?
How could I not?
Yeah.
Did
and
you film it?
Can you do what? It, can you show us what it looked like in
the dolphin's
air.
Face
yeah.
when he
in
came
the in the air, no, like air guitar?
No. Oh, you mean how she did it?
Yeah.
How did she
oh,
do it?
No, it was a. It was a stroke right under the water, and then, and she fingered the blowhole.
Oh, shut the fuck
no,
up.
That part's a lie. I made that part up. She didn't finger the blowhole. But that's like, you're comedians. That's a funny.
She,
that's a good
she
joke.
Pokes it, and he gagged.
She gave me a cigarette afterwards.
Yeah. yeah. That's great.
Matthew Bowen says, hey, dolphins got decent lives in captivity after all. like it.
Yeah, poor. What is the killer whale? Has that the thing that then? I wonder all if the they jerk oh, off yeah. the killer whales.
Killikin, Killaman.
Yeah. Do you think they jerk off killer whales too, or just
probably?
Dolphins?
Oh my
yeah.
god, that would take a team of trainers.
3 minutes, though. Well, and yeah. I love that. That's a great first story, and you had a great first story too, as well, Bill. And any questions online other than that?
Nope. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it right now. Dennis Hyde says he might head over and see your shameless plug of a website.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh,
sign
nice. Up right away.
What about you, Michael Evans?
Stephen Scott says, well, now I want to be a marine biologist. And also, you just said that it's funny. The name of that whale was actually Tillicum.
Tillicum.
Which is hilarious. For
Tillicum, yeah.
Till I come,
I'm not going to work.
I don't know if I'm just being a sucker here, but I believe the shit out of both first stories.
Yeah, they're both pretty damn convincing, I got to say.
I'm
pretty good.
I'm going to hold my judgment until I hear Bill's second story.
Well, question for Bill. Can I ask Bill a question?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did they hurt you at all when they when it happened, when you touched the cop? Did they rough you up?
No, they didn't. I mean, I was just backpedaling the whole time, but they were like screaming at me and stuff.
Because I saw a video of a professional skateboarder that was in Egypt. He climbed up to the top of the pyramid, got on top and did a kickflip on top and got a video of himself doing it. It was really, really
cool.
Was
he caught?
And he right immediately when he gets off that last block onto the ground, they beat the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
I'm surprised they didn't kill him. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't kill you, though, in the same way. It would rough you up at all.
They told me that if I'd posted a picture on Instagram, they would have sliced my butt off.
Whoa.
Let me ask you this question about that, though. When you were in that hour and a half ride to the warehouse, did you have your phone or they took that away?
No, they took my phone right away, yeah.
And so during that hour and a half, what was your scenario? Were you trying to talk to them? Were you just like, I'm so fucked? Were you?
None of them spoke English in the car.
Uh-huh.
Like so, did you wear a hood?
No. But
he does that here in the States.
But I will tell you this. I swear to God, that building, people are getting tortured and murdered in that building for sure. 100%. No, I have no doubt.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Didn't he say it was a 3-hour ride earlier?
Oh, no.
He said an hour and a half.
It was probably between an hour and an hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did the dolphin jerker collect the semen, or did it just?
He's like, yeah, warehouse, whatever.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Back to the dolphin semen.
Yeah.
Did it just go in the water? What?
No, a trainer came with a collected. It was almost
the trainer
like
came
a,
too.
The dolphin was good. That's good.
A second trainer came with a receptacle, like it looked almost like you know those things you squeeze to icing a cake.
Yeah.
Oh. It looked like that.
So it was floating around in the water, and they put it right on top.
No, they put them. You know, at the edge of the pool, there's a like a 3-inch shallow area where the dolphin can jump up on and slide and get a treat, and then go back in the water.
Uh-huh. So
Or a hand job. Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that's a treat.
So
yeah.
They put Timmy up on that. The second trainer came over with the icing bag, and slid it under, and then she did this motion.
Oh, with it already on.
With the thing on.
Well, that could make for a very confusing birthday party. I hope they store those properly.
Yeah.
Quickly, our buddy Cal's checking in and said, wasn't that a Drunk History episode? But also, Leah says this was an SNL sketch. She said that there was a man on there that had a relationship with a dolphin. And Matthew Bowen just commented and said, dolphin milk. So that will be the name of this episode, bro.
All right.
also, there is... Well, the reason that they had the Saturday Night Live thing, and I haven't seen the Drunk History thing, but I'm sure people have talked about this, is it's a common occurrence. Like, dolphins will... Like in Florida, the trainer will sit the woman on the edge of the pier and have the dolphin come up and attack, like amorously, right? And there was also a documentary about a British woman who had sort of a love affair with a dolphin where she would have to stimulate and please him.
Seems
for research.
To me that you know a lot about jerking dolphins off. I mean, I'm just
saying.
I don't
think this is a lie. I think we've discovered a fetish at this point.
They only do it with male dolphins, though. Because with the female dolphins, like, you wouldn't even know when they were wet. Sorry. I apologize.
Wow.
At the comments.
I like that one. That's
a
good
way to go.
All right, now on to Bill Dawes' second story.
Okay, I'll try to make this one really fast now.
Okay.
This one is fucking crazier. So I was at Air One, not to brag. And
Air One is a...
It's like a health foods. Okay. It's like a high end Whole Foods kind of. And there was a girl next to me at the juice bar or whatever, and I got a bone broth with a cayenne, and she was like, "This sounds so stupid," but I took a sip of it, and my lips were burning, and they got all inflated, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And I guess I don't have to get those lip injections, and she laughed, so I was like. And I was like, hey, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she was like, oh, no, that's funny. And she was like way out of my fucking league, right? So, and she had sunglasses on, and we started chatting a little bit. And I walked away because I was deathly afraid of her. So I walk out of the store, and I see her there, and I go, hey, nice to meet you. And she turns around, she takes her sunglasses off. She has these like amazing like green eyes. And I get like really, I go, oh my God, I'm sorry. You're so beautiful. And I know it sounds really corny, but like your eyes are so amazing. And I feel really embarrassed. And I kind of walked away like I shit my pants. And she said, what's your name? I said, my name is Bill. I walk away. I don't think about it. Don't hear from her. A couple days later, I get a follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I get a hi. Or it was like a hey or a hi. And I go, and I look, and she has like 20,000 followers. And everything's like galas and classy and super cool. And I'm like, oh, this girl's like really, I'm like, why is she contacting me? And then I think I said, oh, hey, what's up? You want to come to a comedy show? Whatever. So she did come to a show.
Yeah.
Because that's all the game I got.
That's all we ever have. That's all we ever say. Come to a show.
And it was it was one of those like great shows. You're like, lie. Anyway, so it was a great show. And afterwards, we talked for a bit. She was cool. She was with a friend. And then she left. I didn't think about it. And then she said, you're really cool. I goes, you want to go to this party with me? It's kind of like a private party. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And before we went, we talked on the phone a bit. And she kept asking me questions about my life, like where am I from, like what do my parents do. She was really impressed that I went to Princeton for some reason. That was an aerospace engineer from Princeton. Wow. And so she was kind of like asking about that and my family. And it was very, I was like, okay, here's a rich girl who's trying to figure out.
You went to Princeton for
undergrad.
Study?
Yes. So aerospace? I know. You look at the, okay, aerospace engineer, yes.
Okay.
So,
did you just turn in European or something?
What?
Did you go to a university?
No, I was just like that you glossed right. I didn't know that about Bill.
Yeah.
Read Wikipedia, man. It's awesome.
So, I'll wrap that. We went to this fundraiser event. Went to. It was kind of cool. I was kind of bored, but we had a good time. I went for a kiss at the end. She actually kissed me. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I'm never going to see her again. This is terrible. She invited me one more time. She said, look, I want you to meet some people. She said, I want you to meet me on Melrose Avenue. And I think it was somewhere between Highland and La Brea. So I meet there literally at night on the street. And she meets me there. And she goes, okay, come with me. We go to this store. I don't know if it's a smoke shop. I forget if it's a smoke shop or... Anyway, we go into the store and we go into the back. We go through this back door.
And then she's like, give me your phone.
I'm glad this is the quick version.
Okay, we go. But this is the fucking weird part.
Okay,
we go through this door. Like, we go around the back of the store. We go into this door and we take an elevator down. And I mean fucking down. We go like, I mean, I don't know how far down we went. But when we get out, there is like a cavernous space.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it feels like it's like 80 feet high. It's probably like 60 feet high. And I'm like, how the fuck does this exist in the middle of like fucking tobacco shops and stores on Melrose Avenue? And it's literally like, it's not like Eyes Wide Shut, but it's the closest thing I've ever seen to like an Illuminati party that I could think of in my mind. There's caterers, there's food, there's people like women swinging from like aerialists,
uh-huh.
and women in bird cages,
uh-huh.
and stuff like that. People have like masquerade masks on walking around. So... I'm like, what the fuck is this going on? And everyone's kind of hanging out and partying. And she's like, don't worry about it. I just want to meet some people. I'm trying to be charming. She's introduced me to people. Then a guy comes up. He has a cane. He's probably about 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hi. He goes, you made quite an impression on my friend. Her name is Elle, by the way. He's made an impression on Elle. I go, yeah. And I'm thinking maybe this is the granddad or something like that. And he goes, what do you do for work? Which is a rare, in LA, people don't really ask that usually. You go, where are you from? So I go, oh, I'm a comic and an actor. He goes, would you be interested in changing your line of work? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, you were an aerospace engineer from Princeton. Would you be interested in working? Would you be interested in doing something different, closer to that, more stimulating? I go, he goes, you'd have to relocate to San Francisco. And I go, no, man. I go, I'm happy being a comic. And he like his face like dropped. He goes, really? He goes, yeah. And he goes, okay. And he walked away. And people literally like stopped. Like people saw me like say no to whoever this fucking man was. And we're like, and she came and she goes, what just happened? I go, what do you mean? He goes, did you just say no to, and I forget his fucking name. Did you just say no? I go, yeah, he asked me if I wanted to work for him. I don't know who the fuck this guy
is. Gerard or somebody.
Yeah, no, it was like, I think it was Pierre. It was Pierre.
Close.
And he goes, you say no to Pierre? And she was like, and I go, oh, okay, yeah, I don't know. I said, he wanted me to like move to San Francisco. This job would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars. I go, I know, I don't care. And she's like, okay, yeah, whatever. The party went on. There was weird shit in a room with like red light in the back. I didn't see it. We leave, we go home. I wanted to sleep with her. She wouldn't sleep with me. And then I never saw her again. And I was blocked from her Instagram. And I don't know her full fucking name. I've never seen her since. I don't know who Pierre is. But I feel like someone was trying to introduce me to some weird white supremacy, some bullshit, like let's breed fucking Hitler youth looking people into some, I don't know what it was.
Super race.
Something where I was like, let's see if this guy's can fit into our weird fucking world.
He doesn't leave a lot of room for questions.
I know. He gives so many details. A lot of information, a lot of details. And they both involve going into like cavernous spaces.
Well, so does his, to be honest.
I don't know. That's...
Did anything about her like hint like adult entertainment porn star?
No, not at all. She was like super...
Because I do know that there are like private masquerade parties, but the guys pay like $75,000 a year to be a part of these parties where these adult entertainers come, but they're all wearing masks and like it's a whole like elite thing in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
And she didn't tell you like what kind of party she was taking. She gave no information. Mm-hmm. She's just like, oh, just a party.
This
no
is the third time.
Did she ever ask you what you did for a living?
Oh, she'd seen me yeah. perform before.
Came to the show.
No. Did she ever know about your history and your education before she took you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They had a dossier on you.
I have no idea, but it was creepiest thing I've ever
had. All right, awesome. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It seems a little unbelievable, but I also don't believe the first story.
I know. That's interesting.
To me, the most unbelievable part about this is that there's something that big under Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're at Melrose. Like, what area in Melrose?
It was Melrose, and it's between La Brea and Highland.
So, like, you go into Donut Time.
But there's an alley in the back behind Melrose. Uh-huh. We went around the back in the alley, and we went down, like, I don't know how many feet, and then there was the back door, and there was an elevator.
Was the rock
that,
down
the
there?
Elevator
riding
the
dinosaurs.
No. But it's funny because I remember at one point I swear to God, I was like, I'm going to see Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Like this is a swing. I was like, this is a weird like upscale swingers thing. That's what I thought.
Really?
But there was, I didn't say any nudity. Or
all right. Anything from any of our listeners there?
Matthew Bowen's impressed by the amount of detail both stories had.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're pretty much ready.
And unfortunately, we're out of time, so thanks for coming, guys. I appreciate you stopping by.
I was just thinking, though, like when you have a girlfriend or you're dating someone, they must be like, oh, fuck, here comes this long-ass lie. Like,
what is it? Occam's Razor, the story that has the most speculation is the least believable?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Jordan, let's move on.
I'll make this really quick. Okay. I mean, super, but I love listening to you.
Yeah,
it's not boring.
You're great storytelling.
You're a rock
contour. And the details are amazing. I totally see it, but they're both such crazy stories.
This is really, I'll make it really quick. When I was in college many, many years ago, I lived in a dorm and we had bunk beds that were like made of steel and they barely fit into the side of the room, right? There wasn't a lot of sway, so they were very sturdy in there. And I was at a party, drinking, doing drugs. You know, it was the 80s. It was an experimental time. And I hook up with a young woman who's large and stocky and built, had a good upper body. She was actually on the shot put scholarship to the college I went to.
Okay.
So we go back to my dorm. We have sex in the bunk beds.
Did she put you in a headlock while you're having sex?
No, but I start after...
Now I know why he was talking about how sturdy those beds were.
this
makes sense.
This is part of it. After even lovemaking, I have no problem going down. So I go down to perform cunnilingus on her. Now, this is on YouTube. You could say cunnilingus, right? Or,
uh-huh. Oh, I yeah. thought you meant this is evidence that this is on YouTube.
Yeah, like, no.
It's not cunnilingus is hate speech.
This is well before the internet.
Bad cunnilingus is certainly hate speech.
No, I have to buckle my legs to fit within the bunk bed.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm performing the oral sex dutifully, I get exhausted and I try to climb back up her body.
You getting? What do you mean you get exhausted?
Well, like I'm just going to town. I mean, I'm trying to please.
How long does it take before you get exhausted?
Yeah, it's a lot of woman to please.
So I start to climb back up.
I like her question. How long have you been at it?
No, don't talk. How long?
Well, no, this is many years ago. I'm going to say 7-8 minutes.
7-8 minutes, yeah. And you're exhausted.
Wow. Well,
come on, Felicia. How spoiled are you?
So I start to climb up, and she puts her hands on my shoulders and holds me down, and I put my legs against the wall.
Yeah, she's like, 7 minutes, bitch, get back down there.
Well, I push my legs on the wall of the steel bunk bed, and I'm forcing my legs against her hands, and she goes, finish, and pushed me all the way down until I satisfied
I've heard
her.
That somewhere before. Like, is she a Mortal Kombat character?
Finish her.
Finish me.
Finish.
Finish me.
True story.
True story.
True story. Wow. Wow. Interesting.
How old was this woman?
Same age as I was. We were probably 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
Did you finish her?
Of course.
Okay.
In your exhaustion? It must have been terrible.
Did you ever see her again?
You know what's funny? The next day, this was at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. It's a pretty big football stadium. The next day, out of all these people,
she was a linebacker.
She was literally, she was down there on the field. Well played.
Okay.
No, she was like four rows over and up from where we all sat. And it was like, oh boy.
And you waved.
I waved. Like, I'm polite. I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Mm. Any comments from online there, Austin?
Well, keep in mind that our friend Leah is from Bartow, Florida. So when she says that 7 minutes is an eternity in sex time, her options are not great down there. So she might not know. Like,
okay, that's fair.
What sex time really even is. Cal Wiggum just said, I don't know. I'm reading it right off the press. I know I'm basically an idiot, but both of these two comics are great liars.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
But so.
Wow. But I think there's a difference. It's not 7 minutes of just fucking where you get exhausted, but just by, what I mean? Like, yeah.
There's a tongue muscle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a jaw muscle, too. That's how you do it, right? That's right.
You need more teeth. More teeth.
Why is it called eating out? Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Evans, do you have anything you want to add?
First I'll add that I'm bummed that any of these stories are not true.
I know,
right? They're really out of the box kind of stories. I mean, I would have
Mine
never
was actually
thought.
In the box.
In the box.
Yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
Also, I'll add that I think even in like regular fucking time, but also in oral sex time, I think 7 minutes is a pretty long fucking time.
Yeah,
this
it is
a demanding
really?
Brunch.
I don't think
are
so.
Are you serious?
Really?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm way longer than that. I got to tell you.
Okay,
I enjoy it, so I don't count the minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Well. Anyway.
Just saying. Also, my phone number is.
Do you have any questions?
No, not anymore. I asked all mine as the stories were going. I think I've made up my mind.
Can I vote? Can I vote too?
Everyone's going to vote, and nice. So Austin right here is going to do a super quick recap, super quick, and then we're going to take
Bills?
A vote. Yes, we'll start with Bill.
I'm always impressed by your recaps, by the way.
Thank you.
So don't
make
let me
it
down.
Quick.
Good recap.
No pressure.
Make it quick.
He's in Saudi Arabia for a comedy festival, but flew to Egypt and was immediately disappointed. Unfortunately, the pyramids weren't populated with as many white people as he usually prefers. So he sees a brown street vendor who looks like he was stealing something out of a lady's purse, grabs a guy's arm, people freak out, the cop sees his phone and thumb through his dick pics, then they find, they take him somewhere to interrogate him and find out that he has pictures
quicker,
mooning a bunch of monuments around the world, and long story short, they shake him down for a few days. It's pretty much the gist of that. Paid a fine.
Perfect.
Story two, he meets this lady somewhere, and she ends up following him on Instagram. He slides into her DMs, and they hang out. Later, he meets her at this smoke shop place, and they take an elevator to a cavernous space where an Illuminati guy offers him a job in aerospace because he's better than everybody and went to Princeton. he said no and got blocked by the lady.
I love the little things that Bill slides in. You know what I mean? Wow. All right. I am going to say, should we start with myself or should
you
we start,
start
with...
The,
okay.
You, start.
You know, you I have a... it's interesting, you told two stories. They're both very long with a lot of information, but captivating in their own way. But I have a hard time believing that someone would, especially being a chick, like, friend you on Instagram, you guys are talking, you went out a couple times, she saw you do comedy, and that she took you to a party and didn't give you any more information than that or to prepare you. So she would, obviously she was invested in what happened at that party. And I feel like even though the first story, I could totally buy a lot of it. And I had a thing happen to me in Tijuana once where I was put in a car and driven by the police somewhere. And it's kind of scary. So I'm just going to say that that second story is a lie. It's a lie because I don't know why she wouldn't give you more information if she was going to pop you on someone that was apparently that important. And I could see there actually being a room, a cavernous room, because there's a lot of speakeasies that happened in a lot of the old buildings.
Sure.
So, but I don't know. What do you think, Jordan?
I love the details, too, in your stories, that there was cayenne in your fresh-pressed juice at Air One. I mean, kind of frivolous, but it was those little herbs.
It was bone broth, but okay.
Bone broth, that's right. But the herbs and spices you sprinkled in were great. The
he
first
brings
story,
up fucking bone broth.
Even the recap
correct.
Was longer than my stories combined. But I got to say that the second one... I've been to some swinger parties, and there was no Pierre, and there was no... I'm going to say the second one's a lie.
Yeah, it's probably just a guy named Hank and some Vaseline.
Yeah, I think the... I'm with you guys. I think the second story's a lie because... Mostly because whenever you first met the girl, you said right before you left, you were just like, yeah, my name's Bill, and left. She wouldn't have known how to find you on Instagram.
He found her, I thought.
Yeah, but maybe people like
No. She found him.
I know that
oh,
was.
Oh yeah, that's right.
People in these weird societies. These seem people to be at an interesting level of power and manipulation, right? To have these areas, to have these. Let's move you to San Fran. Yeah. For
I don't know why she would though think he like just by that brief meeting.
Yeah, did
here's
she
another
say?
Victim.
Did you tell her you were a comic?
He's
at
a good
the...
guy.
He's a handsome fella.
Yeah.
In swingers circles, they would call you a breeder.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I would definitely jerk him off in a pool. Like
maybe they found my dick pic on my, you know, without me knowing.
All right, go ahead, Austin.
Dennis Hodge chiming in. He said, "You would have been blindfolded if you, as an outsider, were taken to a secret place." Mm. And judging by his profile picture, he looks like a guy that has been to some secret places. He actually looks like the guy that probably
takes
you to the secret
place.
You got to
pay your rent.
There you go. Yep, I'm on with that too.
Okay. All right.
Austin, what's Austin's vote?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with his first story being a lie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think most of it is true, but when he said the thing that they said they would slice his butt off.
I know. We looked at each other. We had a moment. I didn't believe that. That was tough.
Yeah,
sometimes
true.
There's one little step too far that takes me out of it, and I'm going to stick with that. You guys almost swayed me just now. I'll let you know that I'm almost on your side, but if I switch and then I'm wrong, I'm really going to be upset. So.
Okay. That's
all right.
That's fair.
He said nobody spoke English, though, so slice your butt off might have just been some bad English.
We got to slice your butt
off.
Mike's a good defense attorney for liars.
Yeah,
he's good at that.
And Mike, did you make a vote? I'm sorry.
I didn't make a vote. I think I'm going to go with that the fucking second story is a lie based on the idea that, like, remember how they were so concerned about him not posting or sending any of those pictures from Egypt? In the same way, wouldn't those people be concerned about him remembering the cross street between La Brea and Holly or in Highland? You know,
because what's to stop you from taking us there right now?
Yeah,
right?
He's telling the world that this place is out there, this cavernous area underneath the ground. So I guess I go with the second story's a lie.
Yep.
And why San Francisco? I mean, it's so expensive.
All right. So which story is the lie?
Okay, the second story is a lie.
Yes. Now. Was it a
dream? It's just my fantasy.
Was it a dream?
As soon as a man says bone broth, I call bullshit.
No, I bet he really does drink that. I bet bone broth and cayenne is something you would really put in your lips.
I went to Nova Community College. I never got a degree in aerospace engineering. No.
That's not.
No, that's I did get a degree from aerospace. Well, I did get a degree from Princeton.
Good job. Man.
And a guy named Pierre his name's Pierre Dumont. He was like the founder of Silicon Valley. He did offer me a job after a wedding at one point to consult his engineering firm, and I turned him down, and everyone thought I was the craziest person in the world. So that part is true, but that was somewhere. Anyway.
Did you make that story up for today's podcast? Or had you told that before your popular comedy routine?
Okay. Hopefully I don't get killed for saying this. A girl I know told me that she was taken to a place on Melrose and went down an elevator. And so it was
it could still exist. We don't know.
Yeah. And I remember I called her before this. I go, I want more details about that fucking party you went to. And she said in person, not on the phone, not on text.
Wow.
Well, if we don't hear from you anymore, we'll know why. Your Instagram goes black.
Let's move it on to Jordan.
His first story, he is a director of commercials, works with kids a lot, and he was doing one about fruit cups with actual water in the fruit, starring kids and Timmy the Dolphin. The dolphin wouldn't perform, so the trainer of the dolphin had to give him a little hand love right in front of the kids, and then he performed, and they had a great commercial.
Yeah.
Sales skyrocketed.
Story two, he's doing drugs at an experimental 80s party back in the day and hooks up with a stocky shot putter. He starts giving her mouth love, but wears himself out on that tree of a woman after 7 or 8 minutes. She doesn't let him give up, forces him back down, basically rapes his face, and they ended up having a great night of lovemaking.
Well, he didn't say that part.
Was assumed.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look at him.
Yeah, Austin's optimistic.
You look at him, you go, great night of love, mate.
First of all, I just want to say, as far as the first story, given my experience of hand jobs, the dolphin had energy afterwards. It wouldn't want to take a nap or, you know what I mean?
I would say he would be able to focus more.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oftentimes, I'm like, I can't think.
The dolphin is
and then
a mighty
immediately after
sea
sex,
mammal.
I can focus on work more.
And prioritize better.
For sure. Yeah. Because you become. He's like, you get a tunnel vision.
He's like, I got to do this commercial now, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Huh. Yeah. I'm going to say, I just also don't believe that you would say, give up a client like that and talk about kids and masturbating animals in the same story.
Oh.
You mean on the show? Like,
on the
show. Come on and
share
that.
Yeah, to share that. I think, I think that is. We could just use this clip against you right now. You know what I mean? So
I didn't even think of that, actually.
Yeah. So I'm going
to... I was thinking of the listeners and the viewers for their entertainment value. I'm going to put it all on the line.
No, now you're fucked, son. Yeah. Anyway.
No more fruit cups.
I think I caught him in a lie.
You did?
I busted him.
Okay.
Should I say it now?
Yes, please.
So whenever he first told the dolphin story, he said he shot the commercial and everything, then he said it never made it to air.
Oh!
And then just now he said...
Don't give it up.
He said sales skyrocket.
But that's just an expression.
I think it's bullshit.
No, that's just an expression.
Oh,
busted.
Oh, fuck.
And that's the case, I'm going to tell you, I've only been on the show twice. I busted Chappelle Lacey in a lie, too. You got to keep having me back if I'm right.
Yep,
Wow.
But that is something I just say as part of my shtick, sales skyrocket.
Okay.
But in the beginning, I did say, actually.
Has everybody voted?
No, he didn't vote.
You know what? I was going to say second story because I was like, the second story isn't quite good enough.
Well, I didn't have much time.
To be like a real story. But now that I think, now that you said that and his reaction to it, I'm going to go with the first story.
He broke.
Yeah.
He broke.
And you know what gave it away to me, too, was like, even though I teased you about the 7 minutes and that you were exhausted, like, I just remember you back in the day, no one ever said, Jordan Brady eats a lot of pussy. So I bet you were exhausted.
I was.
Is that something people say about anybody?
Oh, apparently you eat a lot of pussy now. Everyone got quiet.
I'm going first story's a lie back here. I'm going first story's a lie.
First story's a lie.
What do people online say, Austin?
Somebody said dolphin emoji, squirt emoji, milk emoji. So I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, but they're all catching up to the answers now. We're also doing a wellness check on Ken Lofgren because he hasn't been here in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Anyway.
What's your vote?
I obviously think the first one's a lie, though.
Okay. Which one is the lie?
So the first one's a lie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first one's a lie. But I saw the documentary from the 50s where the woman.
You do know a lot about jerking
where
dolphins
the woman
off.
Jerked off the dolphin. And then I was up for a commercial with dolphins and I was like, oh, this documentary. Uh-huh. And then I saw the SNL sketch. Which is based on the same, like the time the documentary came out or on YouTube or something like that. And then I had a bit and I would act out the dolphin smoking. You know, like recently doing a stand up set.
Are you doing stand up again?
Very rarely. Yeah. I've been in remission for a long time. Yeah. But I did.
And you're coming out with the fucking jerking dolphin.
It's a close.
That's a good story. That's the A material at this point. That's good.
Okay. Don't call it a comeback.
The true story on a commercial was the McDonald's client that asked why we couldn't afford a real unicorn.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, truth. Because the horn would fall off the pony. And she's like, we have a decent budget. Why couldn't we get a real unicorn? And I said, they're all extinct.
Interesting.
Swear.
Wow.
But no, the dolphin thing I made up. And yeah, the other one's true. And whether it was 7 minutes or 19 minutes, I don't remember.
She really did say finish.
Yes, really said finish. Well, it really did push me. Like, I remember my legs fighting. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to fucking add to that, Jordan?
No,
that's
okay.
A great visual.
I know. Wow. Well, thank you guys for coming on and sharing those really fucked up stories with us today. David Smalley, thank you for coming and co-hosting us. And good luck to Jessica, who's driving across country.
My aunt's actually going to see her in Alabama.
She is.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Go check Jessica out if you're anyone on here at the Stardome in Birmingham. It's a great club. Have you ever played the Stardome in Birmingham?
Mm-mm.
It's a really great club. It's like a Vegas showroom. It's a really beautiful club.
Nice. Afterwards, go in the basement.
Long elevator ride.
They got people jacking off dolphins down there. It's really fun.
Well, I didn't. I just wanted to plug the club, not say that part. But that's okay. Thank you very much, you guys. Where can people find out more about you or what dates you have coming up?
I just have jordanbrady.com. I got a lot of bullshit on there. I got a book.
Yeah.
I got a book about filmmaking. And I got a hot sauce.
That's great.
Yeah, so we give $1 to charity from every bottle sold, broken, during shipping, given away.
Oh, cool.
And it goes to militaryfamilies.org.
Nice.
They probably don't want
nice.
To be associated with the stories that I've told. It's a great charity, so that check out the hot sauce and the boot camp. You can find it all at my website.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And how about you, Bill?
I guess the best thing is just my name and just go on Instagram. It's Bill Dawes. And you can see the video of me climbing the blocks on the pyramids with the cop whistling. And then on my podcast called The Afterlife, I tell the story about being arrested in Egypt as well.
So you did post it?
Hmm?
Did you post it before they caught you?
No, after. Oh, no, I don't have a picture of me.
Naked, no. No.
But did I post?
Oh, just the video of that.
When I got back, just that one story.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, wonderful. And I've been Felicia Michaels, and you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. And if you have Amazon Prime, please do me a favor and go check out Pervs. That's a documentary about comedy that I directed.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love that.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been making a little bit of money, thank God.
Nice.
And
do you sell your photographs?
No, I don't, but I'm probably going to start.
They're really good photographs.
Oh, you're very kind. Anyway, are you going to say the catchphrase, or should I?
You go for
it. But also, did you say where to find you?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought
you
hated me.
You probably should.
No.
And me too.
No,
she does that to me all the time.
No, all my stuff is David C. Smalley. So davidcsmalley.com. It's on Instagram and Twitter.
Michael, I guess you probably don't want to plug your stuff either, right?
I'll be quick, dude. High Five Michael on Instagram. You can find me here every week, and I'm at the Hollywood Improv on Friday on the main stage. Check me out.
Oh, good for you, Michael.
At the Austin Walker here, and September 25th, we've got a big show in the Belly Room. It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
That's the late show, 10 o'clock, right?
Late show, 10 o'clock. We have Ngaio Bealum on it.
That's right. And
also,
Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon. I cannot wait to finally see Tim Dillon. Very funny guy.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. You guys have been lied to.
Yay.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe you.
Will the real liar please stand up?
Right? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.
Follow the link in the show notes to get $30 off your first order. That's promo code LIARS. Blue Apron, take back dinner.